Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Steve Knoll to talk JCN girls basketball, presented by Outdoor Concepts and Design. And like most teams, the JCN girls haven't been able to play or, for that matter, practice much lately. But I want to go back, Coach. We took last week off from the shows, and we didn't get a chance to discuss. Really good win for your team there. 2-0 since the holiday break, but you beat rival Valley Falls in a good game, 52-39. I know it seems like it's been almost 2 weeks ago, but I wanted to have a chance to ask you about that game. Your girls did some really good things. That was kind of a big win. What stood out, I guess, you should kind of look back and remember that game?
Well, the big thing, you know, the score was a little more distant than what it was throughout the game. It was a close game most of the way through, but our three seniors played a heck of a game for us. All three of them in double figures. Our two post players, Abby and Emily, both double-double points and rebounds again, but Clara Johnson, our guard senior, she was attacking the basket, and she ended up in double figures as well. So those three really kind of got us going. And then there was a stretch in the second half where we had some freshmen and a sophomore. They all step in and hit key shots every time Valley would make a run. So all-around good team effort, but definitely led by our seniors.
You were supposed to have a game this week against ACCHS. It's been postponed. You have one scheduled tomorrow against Jackson Heights on the road against Jackson Heights. But I guess the good news from your perspective as I look at it is at least, you know, your midseason tournament's next week, so you're not trying to figure out a bunch of tournament games and not having to play a whole bunch of games here coming back and not having practices under your belt. So you like how things shape up? Sounds like you have gotten back in the gym a couple times here this week now already.
Yeah, for the first time since January 4th, we've got two practices in a row. So, you know, that's kind of a good thing when you can get in the gym consecutive days. So, you know, hopefully we've had both practices. We're pretty good for being off as long as we were. But yeah, you know, I didn't like the way our schedule was to begin with because we were in January heavy on home games. Even though I like our games spread out, at least now when we start getting makeups, we're going to have some makeups that are home games when we were going to be on the road a lot in February. So, you know, I guess there's a silver lining to all that, even though I would have rather played them when we could have played them to begin with.
Sure. Wanted to ask you as well, we'll talk a little bit more about it next week, but I know always one of your highlights of the season is getting to host the JCN Girls Tournament, long-standing, good tradition tournament. So what do you kind of look forward to the most and appreciate about getting to host that tournament next week?
The good thing I like about it, we do have four league schools in it and four non-league schools, and the four non-league schools are all pretty good this year. I think all the teams are better than what we've had in the past, and it's kind of nice that we cross seed, so all the league schools will get somebody out of league that first game, and then it's just kind of a, you know, however it ends up after that. But it's nice that you get to see somebody you don't normally see during the season to start that tournament with, and like I say, this year's tournament, you know, Rossville is probably the class of the tournament, but it should be very competitive, hopefully all the way through.
Well, your team's setting at 5-2 going into the Jackson Heights game on Thursday. Hopefully get that one in, and then the tournament next week. Coach, thanks for your time, and we'll chat more next week.
Thanks a lot, Justin.
Steve Knoll, head coach of the JCN girls here on Coach's Insight.